Welcome to episode 2 of Conspiracy Break Room. And the following is a conversation between Davey Wavy of the Red Pill Cartel podcast and myself. And we attempt to get to know Mr. Wavy a little bit. It was a fun chat. And if you want to follow Davey Wavy, go to Red Pill Cartel Podcast, all one word, on Instagram. Check him out. He's all over iTunes. He's everywhere. A fun dude. Really, really nice guy. And just an open book. A fun chat. And, you know, the guy is into some deep conspiracies, but he approaches them from a lighthearted viewpoint. And just an all-around fun guy. So I hope that you enjoy this conversation. If you don't know the man, I suggest you get to know him by listening to this and then, taking the next step and checking out some of his work. Thanks, Davey, for the conversation, and I hope you all enjoy it. All right, guys. You probably know this fun little Canadian that I got on here, man. He's been talking with us for some time now, and really honored to have you on this little segment of my show that I'm going to be doing. I don't know what it's called. I was kind of thinking maybe like Conspiracy Break Room or something. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with some title. Maybe we can work that out here in this episode. He's being attacked by zombies in the video, which you can see on Patreon. But I like seeing that face, man. He's smiling as always. This is, of course, Davey Wavy, guys, from Red Pill Cartel. Honored to have you on the show. I'm sure we're going to get into some weird shit.
It's an honor to be here, man. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. No, this is always, we always have fun conversations. You're welcome on anytime, obviously. I don't know, dude. I what I'm trying to do here is kind of just figure out a little bit about the hosts of these shows that a lot of people in the conspiracy podcast community listen to. A lot of us share an audience. A lot of people that like, you know, some of these larger shows will like some of the smaller shows, and it kind of trickles down. So a lot of, like I said, a lot of people share these groups of audience, and it doesn't seem like we talk about our personal lives too much or get into some of like the funny stories, because everyone's got like goofy shit that's gone on in their lives. Some of it's fun, some of it's sad, some of it's whatever. And that's kind of what I want to accomplish here, man. So first of all, I'd like to get like a little origin story of you, dude, like where you come from. I know obviously you're in Canada. Do you come from some money, dude? Are you like, are you a low-key Rothschild sleeper? Are you, you know, humble beginning? God.
No, very humble beginnings, man. my family's not rich at all. We have pretty big family.
Yeah.
But like everybody's pretty like, you know, well off, you know what I'm saying?
Middle class.
Like they're surviving, you know. Two brothers in the military that are retired already, over 50 and over, right? Okay. Another older brother who lives out in a fucking cabin. Because his ex took everything from him.
Right? It doesn't sound like a bad horrible. It doesn't sound like a bad
one. He likes it. He likes it. He lives like all solar powered. You know, he just got his water hooked up, and you know, so he's good to go. And I share a lot of information with him because he doesn't have internet, right?
Yeah.
So I share a lot of info that people like you, such as yourself and I, talk about, right? And he I always keep him in the loop of what's going on. And, you know, he's basically the only one out of us five siblings, aside from myself, who's like, quote unquote, awake, right?
So, yeah. So you have these five siblings. You have a big, like, immediate family. Do you have a big extended family, like uncles, cousins, and that shit?
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
Are you guys Irish?
No, mainly, like... my dad's from Newfoundland.
Okay.
Right. So I think we have some Irish and British for sure in our blood. My mom's French Canadian from Quebec.
Okay. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's interesting to me that, you know, you have this family and you seem to be like, you consider yourself the black sheep. I don't know how true that is. If I'm saying that.
100%.
Yeah. Okay. And are they pretty tapped into the media then?
Oh yeah, for sure, dude.
Okay.
Whereas my eldest brother, oh god, it's I send my eldest brother memes all the time, right? His name's Wally. Walter, what we call Wally, right?
Fun name.
And I send him memes all the time, and he sends them to my other brothers, and they're like, "You're fucking crazy, right?"
That's
like
part
the whole,
of it.
Yeah, it's like the whole, you know, Trudeau taking away the guns up here in Canada, right?
Before it,
and yeah. And there, and my other brother was like, "We just have a different view on politics, right?" And I think Trudeau is doing a great job. And me and my brother are just laughing with each other, right?
That's scary.
It is fucking scary, man.
There's a lot of people that feel that way up there, man, and that's why I'm concerned. But you know, I don't know, dude. I what I was thinking when you were telling me about your brother that's kind of off the grid. If you were an evil genius, dude, you could really take advantage of that and really plant some seeds and be like, dude, we got to fucking do that. We got to like get all this shit going. Right. Cause that's where you're going to go when the apocalypse comes, man.
My plan. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just going to drive up there.
You got to, dude, you'd be good to go. But
there's probably going to be like fucking checkpoints and shit though on the way there.
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, so probably.
It could be tough. Like I might have to go a little bit sooner, you know.
I would say if like cell phones go off the same time that power goes off, just start driving up there. Like better safe than sorry. You can always turn back around, you know what I mean?
Right.
But what I was thinking, dude, were you born in the 80s?
I was born, I just missed the 70s. I was born in 79.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just made it.
So I don't know how different culture is up there than it is down here. Some of the other guests that I've talked with are born in the 80s, and Garbage Pail Kids were a huge thing down here in the U.S. Were they big up there?
Absolutely. I love that shit.
Do you still have them?
No, I wish.
Oh, dude. Okay.
I wish I had all the shit that I had collected when I was a kid, you know, because
me too.
It's probably worth so fucking much.
Garbage Pail Kids are worth a fucking small fortune, dude. Like I'm talking.
Did you guys get wacky packages too?
I'm not familiar. I'm a 90s kid.
Okay, so wacky packages were kind of like Garbage Pail Kids, where they were cards and like with like bubble gum in it, right?
Okay.
But it was like making fun of certain products.
Interesting.
Like Chase and Sanborn coffee, it was called Chafed and Sunburn. Right. So all these different products that they made fun of, and it was like showed the guy on it. It was like, his face is like almost melting because he's so sunburned, right?
That's so sick. And it was marketed toward kids?
Yeah.
That's dope, dude. See, they don't do that shit anymore, man. Like they don't like to have fun or make fun of themselves. They're these massive conglomerate companies and they can't take a little joke. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're fucking everyone over, but you know, don't make fun of us. It's like, you know, these bullies that can't get any shit talked about them. It's just kind of funny, man. But what else was like a big childhood like toy thing, like the shit that you were into as a kid?
Oh, dude, fucking G.I. Joes, Transformers, and more obscure shit. Like they were called Battle Beasts and they're probably like 3 inches high and like different kind of beasts, right? But they had like a little sticker on their chest where you hold your finger on it or your thumb and it shows what element they are. So it could be fire, wood, or water. Right. And so like you bring a couple random beasts, like say you and a friend, it was kind of like rock, paper, scissors. You bring your beast out against another friend's beast and you hold the sticker and then you see what element it is. And each element beats another element. Right.
That's dope.
Yeah. That was fucking awesome. I had a shitload of those.
So this was one of the things you collect. What else? What other kind of things you collect? G.I. Joe, you said.
Like toys.
Toys or anything, dude. I mean, like I'd get weird. I used to fuck with Pogs. These weird little things.
Yeah, Pogs were like after my generation.
Yeah, 90s.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, where I grew up, and I was like, fuck toys. You know, I'm gonna play video games.
Now, I want some puss. Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Or drugs, right?
Like, yeah.
What else was there? There was these cassette tapes, and they were actually board games. So the cassette, you'd have the cassette tape and you open it up and it had the four pieces, and then under the cassette tape you pull out the board and they're magnetized, and then you pull the little lever and the two numbers were the dice, and like that's how you moved, right?
What?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool. I forget what they were called, but
it sounds like the precursor to Polly Pockets, dude. I don't know if you ever heard about Polly Pockets.
I've heard of those, yeah.
Those things were wild, and they had boy versions of them that were like Star Wars figurines and shit like that. Like you'd have like the it would be like, you know, maybe for people listening, it'd be like, fuck, I don't know, 8 inches long, and then, you know, 6 to maybe 8 inches wide, and it'd be like Boba Fett's face, right?
Right.
And then you'd open it up, it would split open, and it would have like a backdrop and then a scene on the ground. So you, like, and it was three-dimensional, like, you know, the bridges, they had Chewbacca's face that you'd open up and it'd be a forest, Boba Fett, and it'd be like, you know, the sand dune scene. They had a stormtrooper and it would be a space scene, and you'd have these tiny little toys that you'd play with and shit. And it was, I mean, it was dumb looking back, but I'd love to have one of those, dude.
Yeah, for sure, man. Dude, I had the like almost the whole collection of the Superpowers figures, which was like Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, fucking The Flash, everything. I had the Justice League playset where you open it up and it's got all these different things that you can do with it. That was one of the best gifts I ever had, you know, for Christmas.
So it sounds like you were just massively into toys and collecting toys. Did you ever have like a memorable Christmas that really stands out?
Oh, there's so many.
Really?
I remember, I think it was like 1987, where I finally got my Nintendo, right?
Yeah,
my
NES.
And I woke up on Christmas morning and the last gift that I opened was fucking Adventures of Link, which was Zelda Part 2, right?
Okay.
Just like, oh my god! And that game fucking was so amazing, but so frustrating because I could never beat it.
Is this on Sega?
I still remember it. It's a core memory. No, NES.
Okay.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
I don't know some of this shit.
So it was Nintendo Entertainment System, which was 8-bit, and then Super NES came out after that, and it was the 16-bit, right?
And then Nintendo, then Super Nintendo?
Yeah, so Nintendo and Super Nintendo, yeah.
Interesting, okay. Yeah, dude, no, I started fucking with the Super Nintendo. Like the games I would be playing when I was a kid were like Donkey Kong Country. That was a huge one, dude. I don't know, like, because obviously you stuck with the video games, right? When you were like going through the age, when you were kind of like, you know, chasing girls and shit. You're still
playing for sure. Yeah.
That seems like
still 43. I still fucking play.
Yeah, I was gonna say it seems like it's never left you. You know what I mean? And that dude, that's good. Yeah. You have to have some sense of like being a fucking kid, dude. Otherwise, you go
for
crazy.
For sure, dude.
But
like, I always tell people I was born with a controller in my hand, and I'll fucking go to my grave with one. You know?
That's dope, dude. Hey, if you like it, man, I think it's important. But
it keeps me grounded. You know what I mean? It's like there's all this like spirituality shit and all that, which I'm into. But then there's like entertainment, right? Like you gotta entertain yourself. Otherwise, you're just gonna go batshit insane, right?
You gotta escape, man. You have to, dude. It's interesting to think that some people are so against watching any TV or, you know, watching any movies, dude. I love movies.
No, like, man, there's a lot of truth that's in entertainment, man.
Well, and sometimes you don't need to look for truth in it. You can just be like, that's a cool ass story. Like,
for sure.
You and me both love horror movies. You know what I mean? My absolute favorite genre.
That's my go-to, yeah.
Even when you're just chilling, you'll watch like a horror movie, not a comedy?
For sure.
Really? Yeah. What are like your top three? I know it's a tough question. I'm not asking your favorite, but I'm asking top three.
Oh, I would say Dawn of the Dead 1978 by George Romero is my number one. Just because of the whole social commentary and the whole 70s setting. And the gore effects and you know, everything. Rosemary's Baby is definitely one of my tops.
Really? That's a slow movie.
Yeah. It's slow, but it's so fucking good. Like, I could watch it over and over and never get sick of it. Same with Dawn of the Dead.
Who's the director in Rosemary's Baby again?
That was Roman Polanski.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The pervert. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And this is a tough one. Probably The Thing.
The Thing, okay. So you don't like any of these newer movies?
I do, but my tops are the classics that I can always watch and never get sick of.
That's interesting, man, because I would peg you kind of for like a... have you seen Terrifier?
Oh, yes, with the clown?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's one of my... See, I would see you as being someone that would like those, like be, but like campy, but good. Dude, that's one of my favorite movies, honestly.
I also love like B horror movies for sure.
Have you seen Llamageddon, dude?
No.
Llamageddon, that's a... That's
across my window. It's horrible.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, it's a bad one, dude. It's literally
Llamageddon? Llamas like...
It's llamas bringing on the end of the world, dude. It's so good, though. It's so funny. And it's
I gotta check it out.
One time a while ago, I was stoned, and I just started watching it. Like, we just kind of, like, as a joke, put it on. And I was like I wish that I could have seen my face, like, how I would have looked watching this fucking thing. These, like, you know, these teenagers, these hot, hot kids, you know, these teenagers that are being played by 30-year-olds. These, like, hot teenagers, they're sitting in a jacuzzi. And like everything's all fucking cool, and you can tell they're about to, like, you know, try and get freaky with each other. And then out of nowhere, they just look over, and there's this llama, and his eyes turn red, and then shoots lasers at him and fucking blows the jacuzzi.
Oh, shit. They actually shoot lasers?
Yes, dude. They're alien llamas.
Oh my God. That's too funny.
It's good. It's actually, it sounds goofy, and we watched it for a reason, but it's phenomenal. And the director, they said, was his name was Howie Doohan. How we doing? Was his
oh
name.
My God. That's too funny.
Dude, it's the
There's
shit.
There's a comedian that
Howie Sam Dewey
talks about. Yeah, Howie Dewey. I'm like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, Howie Doing is this guy's name, man. And it's just it's fucking classic. But those B movies are good, man. So let's switch this up a little bit. So I'm not sure exactly how Canadian schooling is, like elementary school and stuff. Did you walk home from school? Did you take the bus? Mom, dad pick you up?
I always walked home, no matter how far it was.
You liked walking home. Why?
To think. And also, I'd listen to music. Or in my later years in, like, grade 12, that's when I had, like, a pretty good, decent hike. And Howard Stern came on mainstream radio up here. So I was listening to Howard Stern on the way to school.
Just walking, listening to Howard Stern. And then
yep.
What would you do when you'd walk home? In your later years?
I usually had like a few friends that were going my way. So we just walk back together and talk, right?
Were you ever the last one walking? Like, did everyone leave? Like, as you're all leaving the school and like you had the farthest way to go and like had that time to just think?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I was always like, yeah, I was in grade 12. Yeah, I was the last one to get home.
Interesting, man. Yeah, that's when you really kind of like find yourself when you're young. And you have time to actually think. And I see a big problem with kids not being able to do that these days because they really don't ever have time to just think.
Well, yeah, that's a huge problem in society now is like people don't fucking think. And that's where I think common sense went out the fucking window, right? Because
yeah.
9 people out of 10 have no common sense these days, man. I swear to God, even adults, like people older than me.
That's being generous, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So then let's rewind a little bit to when you're younger. When you'd get home, was one of your parents always there or did you have a key and you'd have to let yourself in?
Sometimes my parents weren't home and yeah, I had to use a key to get in.
And I'm sure that you're starving as a kid because I remember, dude, I was starving when I would get home. My dad was always there. So, but. Yeah. I always like asking anyone this question. What would you make yourself when you got home from school when you're hungry as fuck and no parents are home?
Probably PB&J with a glass of milk.
Classic. Okay. Everyone goes for that. Did you ever throw chips, peanut butter or peanut butter jelly sandwich with potato chips inside? You ever do that? You ever fuck around?
Fuck no.
No.
No, I never heard of that.
It's a big thing, I guess. I've never done it, but it sounds like I might do it tonight, actually, just to fuck around.
I might do that shit.
Supposedly, you get your salty, and I guess the best way to do it is Ruffles, just original Ruffles.
Okay.
A little bit of a thicker chip. You
don't
want to go.
You don't want to flavor with that, right?
Yeah, you don't want to do pizza Pringles or anything inside of that.
Yeah,
PB&J.
That would offset. Yeah, that would offset the Smuckers.
Did you like so always obviously go to PB&J, but would you ever like kind of get into some weird shit? I like asking everyone this too. Ever eat a raw hot dog?
Oh, for sure, dude.
Really? See, dude, I think, I mean,
you know what's funny?
What?
I don't know if you've ever seen the account on Instagram, Poop Dad. But all he does, he has like colitis or whatever. And all he does is he wears like a Batman mask or a Hulk mask with a, and he's got a microphone. He's sitting on the shitter and he's just letting the fucking diarrhea rip, right? And the one that I saw today was him eating a raw hot dog. And as he was biting it, it was like, all you hear is...
Oh, dude, that's gross, dude.
It's so gross, but it's hilarious. And I send it to people all the time, and they're like, dude, you're fucked.
Dude, I actually took a video of myself while I was taking a shit in a public portal, public shitter, because the dude next to me, you know, Tucson, Arizona, a lot of Mexicans, right? Dude, yep. This guy was blasting fucking mariachi music in the shitter next to me. Instead of like just being quiet, it was fucking, dude, it's so annoying, man. And
like on his phone or?
Yeah. I don't know if he didn't want me to hear him like shitting or farting. I still heard him farting. But you know, it's just, it's wild, dude. Like people don't have, there's no couth in these public fucking shitters.
Yeah. Wild. It is crazy, man.
I enjoy a public shit too. I take one every single day. I don't know if you do, but I enjoy. Dude,
there's people that fucking like that I work with and they're like, I can't shit at work. I'm like, dude, if I got a shit, I'm fucking shitting. I don't care where it is. I'll fucking whip my drawers down and shit like in the parking lot. I don't care.
Don't you have that shit disease, the shitting disease or the
yeah, I got Crohn's. Yeah.
Crohn's. Yeah. That, I forgot the name. Yeah, dude. Yeah. So, I mean, does it plug you up or does it run through?
No, it's running through.
Okay. That's better than fucking than being plugged up.
I'd say. For sure, dude. Like, I deal with it now. You know what I mean? Like at first, like when I was suffering with it, I was like, oh my God, this fucking sucks. Then I started treating it. Right. And it's like, okay, it's okay. You know, but then I started getting back into like my old habits and shit. Right. And it's like, I'm kind of fucking it up again, but at the same time, I'm kind of balancing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not suffering really. I'm just like, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's worse things. Obviously there's better things. Be better not to have it, but you know, there's worse things.
I wanted to ask you, how's the curcumin working for you? Because I'm ready to get another two bottles.
It works, dude. You know, I really don't notice a lot of things when I introduce them to my body. So I took a break from after having two bottles, and I have one bottle here that Kelly was nice enough to send me. So after I haven't been using it for about a month, I'm going to get back on it and see if I notice the difference the second time. Because I'm weird like that. Like I've done all kinds of weird things like to try and like, you know, curb like health issues that I might have, or, you know, snoring is a problem of mine. I don't have the same here, man. Yeah, dude. So like I try and do little things here and there. I never notice a difference. I know that I'm not sleeping as good as I should. I did the thing, you know, turn off the Wi-Fi, no difference, you know, so I'm not as in tune. I'm not very in tune with my body and I'm working on that. I'm trying to work
on that as well. Yeah,
dude. So like I said, I'm going to try and fuck with that some more because I believe in it. I don't think Kelly's lying about it. I don't think you're lying, dude, or ghost or anybody.
Excuse me. The thing that I notice about it is even if I don't get enough sleep, I take that shit in my coffee, dude, and I'm fucking zooming all day.
Ready to rock.
And I feel like my mind is clearer. My joints are looser. I have nerve pain in my left leg. It's much more non-existent.
Yeah.
Than if I don't take it.
See, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually write down some things that I feel, because I feel really tired lately and I feel really like foggy, like fog brain big time. So I'm going to write that.
Weed helps that.
Yeah, I don't fuck with weed, man. I don't fuck with weed anymore. Now, it makes my thoughts go insane, dude. Like, I was just talking with Adam. I feel like I have a schizophrenic episode when I smoke now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. Like, I get real paranoid. I hit my head many times in my life. So I think that maybe that has something to do with it. But
well, it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not. I prefer what you're drinking right there, and I prefer what I'm drinking right here. I prefer that.
Dude, I take my every night I take THC oil and I drink my beer, you know.
There you go.
Even when I get on a podcast, I make sure I'm not too fucked up before I start it. You know,
you can be a little fucked up toward the end, you know.
Oh yeah, that dude. When I record like my intro and outro, I'm pretty fucked up.
Me too. So, I'm like slurring my words. It's funny to hear. It's like a time machine where like you're talking at the beginning all fucked up, slurring your words, and then like throughout the episode you're clear. And then like towards the end, you're fucked up again. So it's like, what the fuck? It's a little shitty sandwich. But Dude, so I want to really dig into this food stuff because that's a passion of mine. Okay, so going back to the kid days, did you have a favorite food other than PB&J? I mean, something that you really dipped your nuts into, something that you liked a lot, dude.
Something that I still love to this day, but I don't eat it as often as I used to because it kind of fucks me up with my Crohn's, is Kraft Dinner.
Kraft Dinner, what's this?
It's mac and cheese in a box.
They call it Kraft Dinner? We just call that Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's called KD here. It's called KD, Kraft Dinner.
Yeah. Dude, that is some of the trashiest shit I've heard.
Isn't that funny, dude? Oh, KD, my God.
You got that KD? That sounds like a drug. That's so funny, man.
It is, man. It's so good.
Have you ever fucked with
buddy,
butter?
My buddy's... What's that?
You put butter in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to. It's almost
so, fucked not, up. Not too there. Much. Not too much, but yeah, a little bit of butter, a little bit of milk. And you mix in that powdered fucking processed cheese.
That fucking goo, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Dude. And my buddy showed me one thing. He's like, dude, you got to put fucking a couple of tablespoons of Cheese Whiz in there. And I'm like, dude.
Oh, you asshole. Yeah, dude. He ruined your life, dude.
Right? He probably gave me Crohn's.
You ever fuck around with little bacon bits or get a little wild with that shit?
I put chopped up fucking wieners in that shit.
Chopped up wiener. Okay.
Yeah, man. And you cook it in there. Like you microwave it first, then you chop it up, and then you fucking dump it into the Kraft Dinner and you stir it in, man.
Oh my God, dude. I wish that someone would look at me the way that you're looking at me right now while you're describing this meal. This is insane. It sounds like it really, really did it for you, man.
Oh yeah, dude.
That's funny, dude. Okay. So the wieners and cheese with the KD, man, I can't argue with you there. Did you ever fuck with like Hungry Man dinners and things like that?
I, you know what? It's funny that you say that because I've never had it until like a few months ago.
Oh, really?
And I tried it and I did not fucking like it. I was like, this tastes like gross. Fucking, it tastes like fucking freezer burn, disgusting fucking homeless guy shit.
Dude, man, I used to get down. I agree with you, and it's not edible anymore. But there was the kids' cuisines. We had these things here called kids' cuisines. You guys have those?
No.
It was like this gay little penguin mascot, and it was basically, if you want to get weird about it, it was like programming kids to eat food off of trays in prison. It was like a little plastic tray with a main entree category, which would be like four or five chicken nuggets, usually shaped supposedly like stars, but they look more like fucking clouds because it's that shitty of a meal. And then you'd have like in the center, you'd have like your brownie bake. And then you'd have like over to one side mac and cheese that was in this little section. And then like a vegetable because they were balancing your processed food. Never had those. Never had any like kids meals like that. Lunchables.
Oh, we had Lunchables. Yeah, for sure.
You got a favorite Lunchable?
To be honest, I never fucking liked Lunchables. My parents would buy them for me and like, this is fucking gross.
Don't get uppity on me now, Davey. Let's be real here.
Everything tasted like plastic.
Well, it's because it is. But I mean, for a kid enjoys that.
I did not like it. I did not like it. Same with Wagon Wheels.
The mac and cheese again?
No, Wagon Wheels were like marshmallow with granola, not granola, graham cracker, and then covered in dried chocolate.
Okay, now that sounds similar to a moon pie here. Is it similar to a moon pie? Are you familiar
similar,
with moon pie?
Yeah.
Okay. So no, I've never heard of these Wagon Wheels, but that sounds fun. You didn't like them?
I did not. Every fucking kid liked them, but I was like, whenever my fucking parents bought them and they put one in my lunch, I'd give it to somebody and trade it.
What do you for
butterscotch or tapioca pudding.
A tapioca is a sleeper. It's one of those things where it sounds gross until you really fuck with them.
I love tapioca pudding and I love butterscotch pudding. Fuck chocolate and vanilla. Give me that butterscotch.
A little butterscotch. Yeah. So, have you had boba tea? That's what that tapioca
reminds me. Yeah, I like that shit, yeah.
Yeah, all that shit. I'll
fuck with that, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so cafeteria, how were the school lunches? Did you always get a school lunch like packed from your mom and dad, or did you ever eat at the cafeteria? Because we had bomb school lunches.
No, I always had my own lunch that my mom or dad packed for me.
It would be like a sandwich usually?
Yeah. You never... A sandwich or like whatever they cooked and they put it in the container, you know?
Okay, so sometimes you get like a dinner, like little dinner leftovers.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, dude. No, I think like for us, man, we'd get wild with some of our shit. We'd have like pizza Fridays. We'd have hamburgers. Like good shit, you know, the French fries sucked ass, but like there was some good stuff that we'd have though.
I used to like the, just getting like French fries from the cab sometimes.
Okay. And this was like, elementary school.
If I didn't bring a lunch. Time. Yeah. Yeah. In high school. No, high school.
Oh, high school. Okay.
Yeah. Elementary school. We didn't have cafeteria lunches.
So your parents had to pack you guys shit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that was my habit. And then when I got into high school, they had a cafeteria finally. But in elementary and middle school, they had like pizza days. That was about it.
Were you guys allowed to leave campus as like high school, like a junior and senior, like a grade 11, grade 12?
Oh yeah. We were allowed to leave. Yeah.
For lunch.
Yeah. Cause we had, you know, like, what do they call it? Spares, right?
Okay.
What like is that? Spare period.
Yeah, yeah.
Spare periods. Yeah. So I'm just like run over to the mall. Like I'd have a spare and a lunch together. So I'd like walk over to the mall and then like get my food there and then come back. Right.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That sounds good. At the food court.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure.
What's in the food court? What's involved with that in Canada?
Well, back then, oh fuck, it was like Manchu Wok, which was like Chinese.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, KFC. It wasn't until like later on, like now they had McDonald's and fucking Burger King there, but that took a while to come in. Where you get your daily dose of like human flesh on a served at a bun, right?
Dude, okay. I mean, yeah, KFC, not my favorite, but as a kid, dude, I'll fuck with that shit all day, man. Did you play sports or anything?
Nah, not really. Only in gym class. But I never like took up a sport, right? I was never a sports guy. I was just like, fuck that. I just want to go home and like play video games or like go to my friend's house and party, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and that's interesting to me that you say that. I knew a few kids that were like that. But did you get into conspiracy theories kind of early then since you were... It's not to say you were a loner, but it sounded like you didn't like doing like the physical things that were, you know, involving other people. Take it you didn't really enjoy PE, anything like that.
I didn't really fucking, I was never a competitive person.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So like sports to me was just like, I found it kind of ridiculous.
Mm.
Like people get so amped about like fucking winning in a fucking sports game. Right. And I'm like, yeah. It's just not my thing, right? I did get along with the jocks, though, that were, like, super up there, like, popular jocks, right? I got along with them. Yeah. I got along with everybody there, man. Like, because, like, in my high school, we had, like, different hallways, right? That sectioned off one part of the school to the other. And each hallway had their cliques, right?
Yeah.
But I was never part of a clique, but I always knew everybody. And I always got along with everybody, so... I'd walk down every hallway and everybody be saying like, yo, Dave, what's up? You know, including the quote unquote brown hall where all the black guys hung out, right?
The brown hall? We had the brown hall, but it was Mexicans. We had a black hall, but yeah.
No, dude, the brown hall was all the black guys like fucking sitting there listening to their rap and shit. And here's me, fucking metalhead, long hair, jean jacket with like patches of metal bands and shit. And then I'd walk through the brown hall and all these black guys would be like, yo, Dave, what's up, bro? You know?
That's tight, dude. I like how you threw on a black voice for that. That was good. It sounded nice.
I got along with so many people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just always that guy that, like, everybody would just fucking chill with, you know?
Did you get in a fight in high school ever?
No.
No?
No.
Did anyone ever try and fight with you?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. No,
I was just always the that fucking dude that was just friendly with everybody, right? So nobody wanted to fight me.
So would you consider yourself like to have been popular, or were you just one of those people that like got along with everybody?
Not like popular. Everybody knew me, but I wasn't popular in a sense where I was looking to be popular. I was just my own person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So okay. like I was friendly and everything. I got along with everybody, but I never fit into any kind of fucking niche or clique.
Did you ever fuck with drugs in school?
Oh yeah, dude. I dropped acid for the first time when I was 14. It was grade 9.
No. Okay. So let's list out the drugs you did and like the age and maybe your experience on these drugs.
Okay, so I got drunk for the first, like really drunk the first time when I was like 13.
Okay.
Right? At my buddy's house, and we were playing the game Nightmare, you know, that VHS game?
Yeah.
It was a VHS game where you play on a board, but you got the VHS tape, and the guy, the scary guy on the TV, is instructing you what to do, right? And he tells you to go up to the TV, and he scares the shit out of you.
I've never actually heard of that. I thought that
it was cool. It was cool. And there was expansion packs for it and everything back in the day.
What's it called?
Nightmare.
Nightmare on VHS?
Yeah, just Google Nightmare board game VHS. You'll find it.
Do they still sell it? Like maybe a DVD version?
I doubt it.
Oh, man, that sounds fucking cool.
It was fucking cool. It was.
And you're
really
doing
cool.
This shit face drunk with your friends.
Yeah.
As a 13-year-old.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
And then, so you know, I was into the drinking thing, and I was hanging out with like older kids too, right? Mm-hmm. So they got me into like, you know, hanging out at the park and fucking drinking in the forest or whatever, right? And then one day at the mall, my buddy comes up to me and he's like, "Here, Dave, put this on your tongue for like 5 minutes and then swallow it," right?
Yeah.
He says it'll make you feel like you're drunk. I'm like, okay, cool. Feel like I'm drunk without drinking? Cool. And then little did I know that it was fucking LSD, right?
Damn, dude. And you didn't even know what LSD was then?
I had no idea.
Fuck.
And then so like 45 minutes later, we're going to a fucking video game store. And then I'm seeing like all these colorful boxes on the shelves. Yeah, that's it there. And I'm tripping out, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, holy fuck. And then we go back to the mall to meet up with our other friends. And then that's when I started peeking. And I'm in the video game arcade and I see a checkered floor. And I'm like walking in between the checkers because it looks like they're raised up and down, right?
Jeez.
And my buddies are laughing at me. My buddy's sitting in there in an arcade machine called Afterburner, which was a Sega game. And he's like, dude, and he's fucking tripping out. He's like, holy fuck. And the machine moves when you move the joystick, right? So he's freaking out. But there's like this whole huge story about this one acid trip that I did. And it's there's so many details that I remember. I don't want to necessarily get into all of it, but it was just a wild night because it's like an 8-hour thing, right? Like eight sure. hours you're tripping, right?
I've never done crazy. It. I've never done it, dude. Like I've only done weed and booze. So that's why I'm curious about your experiences with different drugs. You do like coke?
I've done coke, but that was in my later years.
Okay.
It's just not for me. I was like, oh, that's it? You know?
What about
I never got hooked on it. I never did hard shit like heroin or anything like that.
Any perkies?
Oh, yeah, I've done that, yeah.
So like pain pills and
yeah, those are fantastic.
I don't even have to ask you about mushrooms. I know you've done those.
I've only done that once as well.
Okay.
Any kind of psychedelic drugs and shit, it's like I only had to do it once because I know like it made me feel that I know there's another reality beyond what I see on a daily basis, so I don't have to fucking do it again, you know.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for you about this. Is this the atmosphere game? Because it keeps popping up atmosphere and it's the same face.
Yeah, I think atmosphere came out later than Nightmare. Nightmare was the OG.
Okay, because I typed in Nightmare, but this came up for some reason. Nightmare game.
VHS.
Nightmare game VHS. Yeah, that because that's an interesting concept. I wish that they would do that. I mean, this is kind of like the the more immersive technology kind of thing, like a precursor to that.
So oh, it was the, great, man.
Yeah, this was the game that they showed, but then for some reason it switched over to Atmosphere. So yeah, this is dope. And Atmosphere is for sale for $89 with the VHS. That would be a cool piece of like history to just kind of own. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You'd never heard of this until now?
Never heard of it, dude. It looks like there's also Soul Rangers and a few other ones. That's Atmosphere. The Harbingers. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, so there was different into. There was different tapes, VHS tapes that you get that were different characters.
Okay.
Right? So like you had like the main guy, and then you had a Baron Samedi or Baron Samedi or whatever. And the, like a mummy or whatever, and they would all do different shit. Like they'd get you to go like up to the screen, and then they'd do something fucking crazy to freak you the fuck out.
It sounds like a good time, honestly.
It was fun.
Let's get into the real shit then. When did you lose your virginity, and do you still love the girl today?
I actually just told this story to somebody like a couple days ago at work. It's so funny that you asked that.
I ask you all kinds of weird shit.
Because I was like, I've never really had any bad blood with any of my exes, right?
Sure.
And the girl that I lost my virginity to, she wished me a happy birthday this year on Instagram. And I said, holy shit, you still remember? She's like, oh yeah. You know?
Did you take her V-card too?
Yeah, we took each other's.
Nice. That's ideal.
I was 16.
Was she 16? Is she younger, older?
She was the same age.
Okay. Did you like hook up with any girls before that, dude? Because when I lost my virginity, it was when like I hadn't kissed a girl until and I was 16 as well. But I hadn't kissed
I've kissed a few girls before her.
Really? Okay. Just like a quick little like kiss your grandma type kiss.
When I was 14, it was like tongues fucking flailing everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
And I think she dumped me because I didn't want to fucking, I didn't pursue sex with her, you know?
You wanted to get it, huh?
What's that?
You wanted to get it.
She did, and I didn't realize it, you know what I mean? Because I'm just 14, I don't know what the fuck's going on still, right?
Isn't that funny to think about that, to like actually put yourself back in that mindset?
Yeah. When
you're first doing something with the opposite sex or same sex for some people, when you're like the way that you feel, and like you can still remember that feeling, and it's one of the best feelings ever. Like it, not even from a sexual sense. There's just something about that where it's like, it's something about becoming a man. It's like a rite of passage in a way. There's something truly like I can still feel the anxiety that I felt when I was about to pound puss for the first time.
I
had no idea what I was doing, but it was like,
yeah,
feel that. And like, yeah, it's never been the same either.
I had so much fucking anxiety the first time that I didn't even fucking bust a nut.
Really? Well, dude, I lasted a long time and I was like,
so did I. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you think that you're like, you know, like, oh, dude, I got a future in this. I'm going to be slaying. And then like, you know, you get comfortable with a girl and you're busting in 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that's you're how I guess.
Bending her over in her parents' fucking basement washer and just fucking giving it to her. Right. And you're like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Dude, that's so crazy that you say. So I have something that I will share with you that's very embarrassing. Do you have any embarrassing sex stories, like getting caught? Anything super embarrassing?
Not me with somebody else, but I've had one time where I was jerking off and my mom came down the stairs and I was just fucking busting a nut and I heard her coming down the stairs. I'm like, fuck. And then I fucking put it back in my pants and I jizzed in my pants.
You your belly button? Was it your belly button?
No, it's in my pants.
Oh shit.
I threw it back into my pants. I'm like, oh fuck.
Did you make eye contact with your mom though?
After.
Damn, dude. No, so you never got caught. Never got caught.
No.
Oh, dude, I had something so bad happen. I actually have a couple bad stories that are really fucked up. One, in my first girlfriend that I ever had, losing my virginity to this girl, same on her side too. We would always like just go and like watch TV and like mess around, right? Like we'd go up in her room or at my house, we'd go up in my room and watch TV, have the blanket on, be doing some shit. You know what I mean? And she, dude, she was blowing me in her house while her mom was home. Mom weighed fucking 300 pounds if she weighed an ounce, probably more than that, probably 350, close to four.
Very. I made your favorite skinnies and butter. Come dude, get it. Dude,
it's so nasty. So this obese woman, very, very obese woman, walking up the stairs, slow, but we have the volume kind of high on the TV. She's going to town, and dude, I just look up and I see this whale fucking crossing the stairs, crossing the hallway. And I'm like, fuck, dude. And I tried to move her in time, but she, dude, her mom saw everything, man. And like, I'm putting my fuck, dude. And she kicked me out. And she was nice. She was polite about it. She was like, Ryan, you need to go. I was like, okay, sorry. You know, and I apologize.
I can't blow on her face.
I know. Be like, you want to get in on this? No, dude. So like, I'm leaving and it's so, so embarrassing. And my dumbass told my mom what happened. You know what I mean? And so like, cause I was expecting, I was expecting her mom to call my mom and then be like,
so you wanted to be honest and let her know before that happened. Right.
I wanted to be honest. My dad wasn't home that night. Thank God. I think he was on a hunting trip. I woke my mom up from a dead sleep and basically told my mother that this girl was blowing me and her mom caught us. And my mom was just like, okay. And she didn't even care. She was just like, if she calls, I understand. Dude. And like, so I could have just gotten away with not even fucking saying anything. She never called my mom. So I basically ratted myself out to my own mother. At 16 years old, horrible situation.
Yeah, but you seem to me like a very honest human being, right? And that's like, I told my parents everything too, like everything that I did that I thought was wrong. I was like, fuck, I did this, you know, and they would talk to me about it, right?
Yeah.
So like, I think that's how you are as well. Like you felt you were in the wrong, maybe you're getting a blow job, but yeah, right? But you wanted to get to them before the whale got to her, to them, right?
So, yes, and I hope that the lady's still like so unhealthy, man. Just a nicer lady, kind of got fucked over by life and stuff, and just
don't we all?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so, man. I mean, I'm thankful for my everything that's happened to me, but like you know, her mom and dad had this really sad story where you know the mom wasn't working because. Dad was making a lot of money, but dad met a hot secretary at work and started fucking her because this lady was just, you know, eating herself to death.
Right.
So you kind of can't blame the dad for being like,
right, right. For sure.
Yeah. Someone that gives a fuck about themselves. And he was no looker, but he wasn't morbidly obese. You know what I mean? So it's sad, dude. It'd be funny if she heard this conversation somehow, but yeah, dude, it's wild to think about those things and just like how those kind of shape your sexual journey. You know what I mean? Cause it's weird, dude. You know what I mean? I don't know if you have like any goofy stories like that. It sounds like that beating off in front of your mom story is pretty bad, but
it's funny. I look back on it. And I laugh. Right. Cause I tell people about it all the time. Like I'm pretty open.
Well, we all have a story like that.
Yeah, for sure, man. I might've, you know what? Looking back now, it's kind of fucking sparking some memories.
Okay.
But we were under the covers when like fucking mom or dad came into the room, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, sorry. And they just closed the door, right?
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they don't give me shit about it.
Were you 18 or were you a minor?
Well over 18, yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay, that's different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They get respectful about it, right? They're like, oh, shit, sorry.
Yeah, that's
and
different.
And then your boner kind of goes down a bit and you're like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know if it's a good you don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that your boner's going down at that point because you're like, oh, shit, we can keep going. But yeah, no, it's dude, it's so funny, man. But I don't know. It's interesting to get into that kind of shit and like the nostalgia. Did you ever have like a favorite place to go eat or have like a This is a fun thing to think about. You ever have a birthday party at a fast food place as a kid?
Oh shit! Yeah, I had one at Burger King, and I was like fucking the crowns. Everybody's wearing the crown, right? But I was like a toddler, dude, and I still kind of have vague memories about it. And I look back at the pictures that I've seen, the pictures that my mom and dad kept, and I see myself as a fucking toddler with like a fucking crown on, and I still kind of remember. You know, it's crazy.
That's funny.
Like, pictures hold 1,000 words. Like, that's not a lie, you know? Like, in your own consciousness, you look back at a picture and you're like, fuck, I still kind of vaguely remember that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like almost it's almost an understatement that they hold 1,000 words. They hold like 1,000 emotions too. You know what I mean? It's weird because you can completely forget about something. Or even like with a conversation, you know, like you said, you were reminded of shit when I, you know, brought something up here. And then you can kind of almost like teleport back to that time and you can be like, oh shit, I felt this at this time. You know what I mean? Usually it's scary shit, usually scary times. Like I remember being at Disneyland. One of my first memories is being terrified of the whale at the Pinocchio ride because the whale would pop out and look like it was going to eat you. And I shit a brick as a kid.
Yeah.
So yeah, you remember those things and it's just little snapshots in time that you remember. But yeah, the Burger King dude, that's a classic.
So I had like one picture of my birthday from when I was like probably like 6 years old or something, right? Yeah. And all my friends, it was hot because my birthday's in May, right? Like May 18th. So like it's like me and my friends, we all have our fucking shirts off because it's so hot, right? And I'm holding up like fucking my gift or whatever. And I'm looking back at this picture and I'm like, that kid's name was Ryan Morwood. That kid's name was Eric Raymond, you know? Yeah. And they never fucking contacted me, but I always still fucking, they're in my memory. And I'm like, I'm fucking wondering where they are at in life right now, you know?
Interesting.
It's crazy, man. Like, it's like the memories that I've retained, like, and it's like, I feel a lot of love and respect because they've been in my life, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I just wonder where they are now. You know,
do you still remember your childhood phone number for your house?
Yes, I do.
Me too, dude. Isn't that weird? Yeah. Like that never goes away. And now I can't remember a phone number to save my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've heard you talk about that before, actually.
Well, yeah, I might have because it's interesting. Like I remember one of my friends' phone numbers. I remember my grandma who's been dead for maybe 8 years, 10 years now. I remember her old house phone, you know what I mean? And it's just, it's interesting how some of these things burn in your memory and it's almost like you can't forget them. But yeah, dude, you know, I remember some of these old numbers and just like weird things, like things that are very significant you kind of forget. And then yeah,
even like your best friend that you always picked up the phone and talked to, I still remember his fucking number too.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
From back then, yeah.
Because when's the last time you called that number?
Like fucking when I was like 8 years old, you know? Yeah,
that's the thing, dude. It's wild.
Yeah. 792-8254 was my fucking number when I was a kid. So if anybody wants to take the Wayback Machine and if they can time travel, call that number and you'll call me.
792. That's an interesting, because yeah, no, I had
8254. It's like boop, 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 right?
Yeah. No, I was just thinking because yeah, that's real similar to one of my friends' phone numbers that I remember. And then I remember one of my, you know, the kid still has the phone today. One of my earliest friends, when we first got cell phones, still remember that. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, I haven't called that number in fucking maybe 20 years at this point. You know, I don't know. It's wild. But
And now you have to fucking, when you add a contact for their phone number, you have to add the fucking one and then you have to add the area code and then the number. So it's more difficult to remember by that means, but at the same time you don't remember it anyway because you just fucking auto dial it, right?
Yeah, well, and like, you know, back then with your friends it would have all been the same area code anyway when you're fucking with the landlines and shit. It's interesting to think about that. Did you have like a favorite fast food place as a kid? Was it Burger King?
Oh no, it's McDonald's.
McDonald's. What the fuck are you doing at Burger King for the birthday then? You're kind of cheating on McDonald's, dude.
Well, I was a toddler, man. I didn't have a choice. They took me there.
Okay, so then, like, what's your McDonald's order then?
Back then, it was like fucking just a Big Mac combo.
Big Mac combo. Do you still fuck with McDonald's?
No, I don't.
No, do you fuck with any fast food at all?
Oh yeah, for sure, dude.
What's your favorite?
I don't fuck with McDonald's because there's probably human in it. You know?
Are you going based off that video? Are you going based off the video where the guy's like, "We're
the
Jews.
Rabbi or the Jews"? Yeah.
We're Jews. That's what we do. You know what I mean?
No, dude. I'll dabble in it. But honestly, I get the fucking worst thing that nobody fucking likes there, but it's my favorite thing to get.
Filet of fish.
Exactly.
I knew it, dude. Hey, it's underrated. I don't fuck.
It's with good. It. The fucking tartar sauce and cheese. Oh, it's good.
Dude, it's so funny. Adam was saying that he thinks that it's the tartar sauce that made him get sick. He sharted when he ate the filet of fish, and he thinks that it was the tartar sauce.
I don't know, dude. Fuck, I love that shit. I'll lick it fucking clean, man.
Hey, you know, I mean, I fuck with tartar sauce big time. If you like fish sandwiches, and I stand behind this decision, get the one from Arby's. I don't know if there's Arby's up there in Canada, but absolutely.
Dude, Arby's is my fucking ultimate
Achilles heel joint.
Yeah. So my dad, I live with my dad, right? And because he's like semi-disabled. So I try to fucking take care of him to the best of my ability. He's semi-disabled, so he can take care of himself. But anyway, he goes to the Indian Reserve to get cigarettes, and there's no fucking Arby's where I live, right? But when he goes to the reserve, he comes back home, he takes a side road, and he picks up some fucking Arby's, and he's actually going tomorrow, and he's picking me up two fucking roast beef sandwiches so I could slash some fucking horsey sauce on that shit, and just, oh, so good.
Dude, the horsey sauce, how do you feel about the Arby's sauce? Do you like that, or is it a little too...
I like the Arby's sauce as well, yeah. If I get a beef and cheddar, I'll put the Arby's sauce on. But if I get just roast beef, I'll put that fucking horsey sauce on it. And the curly fries, you can't beat it.
It's nice to do a little horsey sauce on the bottom bun and a little Arby's sauce on the top bun.
I don't fuck with combining the two.
No, why not?
No. I don't know. I find they clash too crazy.
It can be only one. It's like the Highlander.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, you know, ask your dad if they've got a fish sandwich there, buddy. I'm telling you, try.
I'll tell my dad. Yeah, I'll tell my dad tonight.
They might not have the fish sandwich this time of year up there. I think it's a seasonal thing, and it's usually in the summer. But yeah, it is. I mean, it's one of the best in the game. It's one of my favorite fast food items. I'll say this all the time. The Mexican pizza is my all-time favorite fast food item from Taco Bell. Do you fuck with Taco Bell?
I fuck with Taco Bell, dude.
Heavy, huh? Yeah.
That's good shit. It doesn't really bother me either.
Dude, it's one of the healthier fast foods out there. And people laugh at me when I say that because it's still shit. Who knows?
Make a run for the toilet.
Does it make you shit?
The border, right? No, it doesn't.
Yeah, dude, no, I think it's fucking, but yeah, oh, that's what you're saying. They say, yeah, dude, they call it taco shits. Man, it's treated me nothing but good and kind over time. So I really do like it. Do you have a favorite frozen pizza? Red Baron, Freschetta, DiGiorno?
Dude, I've never found a fucking actual frozen pizza that I can really, really like.
What about like when we get into like these more esoteric ones, like the French bread, Red Baron and things like that?
I've never tried those.
Okay, so you don't like frozen pizza?
I do in a pinch. You know what I mean? Like, I'll buy like a couple and then I'll put it in my freezer and I'm like, I got nothing to eat, so I'll fucking fuck with the frozen pizza. There is at Costco a gluten-free pizza. It's just cheese, like a three cheese or whatever. And that's actually pretty fucking good. Because I like my pizza like soft.
You don't like a thin crunchy crust? You like a more doughy?
Yeah.
So you don't go thin crust.
I like it soft, right? Okay. And that gluten-free one is soft when you pull it out of the oven. It's good.
It's like a pillow in your mouth.
Yeah. Okay. But then you get like all these frozen pizzas that I have to try to like undercook them because they're too fucking like overcooked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's tough to find a good frozen pizza. I like California Pizza Kitchen myself, if I'm going to gun the head, if I got to pick one. Those are like the main ones. There's some like some smaller brands. I do kind of dig the Barstool Sports one. I don't know if you had that one that they
actually haven't had that.
Yeah, they knock it out of the park. It's pretty well done. Do you like any of that like high processed food, or do you try and eat healthy now? Like
I try to avoid it, but I still buy it and eat it, you know? Cause like, I had, Jehan Sattar on my show, a couple weeks back. And, we were talking about that, like eating clean. Right. And I'm like, what are we supposed to do, man? Because like everything that we buy, it doesn't matter what it is. Even if you spend the money and you get organic food, you're still getting shit.
Yeah.
Like there's no fucking avoiding the food trap, man, in my opinion, unless you have your own fucking garden and you eat fucking like a rabbit, you know?
Sure.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's hard, man. I think the main thing is to just not fucking worry so much.
Yeah, there are weird things where, you know, there's pesticides, Roundup and shit, and 80% of Americans' urine, which is disturbing.
Right. I just heard that today, actually.
Yeah, it's weird, man. But yeah, I mean, mindset does a lot for all that shit. And it is I do find it interesting, you know, there's a big push to move to healthier food. I think it's a good thing, but man, I still like my fattening food, man. I still like a good Arby's is up there. Jack in the Box has done some big things in the past. You know what
we
I mean?
We don't have that up here.
Fuck, dude. Do you have Carl's Jr.? Probably not.
No, we don't.
What's like a Canadian fast food that we wouldn't have here? Do you know of any? Like White Castle maybe is up there?
I wish White Castle was up here. I want to try it. I always want to try it. But We don't have it. We're actually getting Sonic up here soon.
Oh, good night, dude. That is a nice, the tater tots, the popcorn chicken, go for those right away.
I had it down when I was down in Arizona. I had a long distance relationship with a girl and we still talk.
Is she Mexican?
No, she's pure Valley girl, fucking Arizona girl.
Okay.
But so when I was down there, I went down there twice. She came up here once. We went to Carl's Jr. I loved it. We went to Sonic. I loved it. We went to In-N-Out.
You do EG's?
What's that?
Did she take you to EG's like she should have?
No.
Oh, man. What part of Arizona were you guys in?
Just below Phoenix. So it was like Tucson? Maricopa, right?
Well, Maricopa is the county that Phoenix is in, but Tucson is the big city. Maybe Casa Grande.
She took me to Casa Molina twice.
Casa Molina? Okay.
Yeah. And you and I discussed, yeah, well, we went down there because she has family there, right?
Yeah. Casa Molina is all around Tucson. Damn, dude, she should have brought you to EG's, man. Because EG's is nice. Anytime you're in Tucson, you have to go to EG's.
I've never heard of it.
They it's like sandwiches, French fries, pretzels, hot dogs, but then they're the EG. Why they call it EG? It's like this slushy ice drink, and they have three core flavors. They've got the lemon, the strawberry, and the pina colada, and then they have a flavor of the month. And the flavor of the month, like in March, it's lucky lime because St. Patrick's Day. Right now in June, it was mango. I don't know. I haven't been there in July. But the mango, dude, it's just like fruity ice drink. It's like a slushy, almost like an Italian ice, but more liquid. You can drink it out of a straw or a spoon, whatever you prefer. And it's awesome. It's a nice thing on a hot Tucson day.
Yeah. So I was staying with her, and it was like, I stayed with her for a month the second time I went down there. And she lived in like this nice little townhouse complex, and I would just bathe out in the sun all fucking day and jump in the pool, right? And then come home, and when she came home, I'd get out and fucking go like have dinner ready for her and shit, right? It was great.
Nice.
She still fucking loves me, man, and I love her too. Like, there's no bad blood, you know. But we just went our separate ways.
Fucking moved to Tucson, dude.
Honestly, I tell people all the time, like, if I had to go somewhere, I'd want to move to Arizona because I just love that dry heat. Because up here in Canada, we have that deadly fucking humid heat where you can't breathe, right?
it's humid right now, man. So you wouldn't like it. You'd feel like you came all the way down here if you did come down here right now. Like,
no, I would. Honestly, I wouldn't mind it as long as I'm in the heat. I thrive in it. Like, okay. I work outside, right? So, like, a lot of people, like, oh my god, it's so hot up there. How can you work in that? I'm like, I'm good. Yeah. I'm getting my fucking vitamin D, dude. I look like a Mexican right now. So, and I enjoy it, right? I thrive in it.
I mean, you're supposed to be outside, right? I mean, it is definitely a beneficial thing. But no, I right now it's humid here, dude. But yeah, no, I if you come to Tucson again, man, just let me know if you want to visit her or whatever, dude. I will be happy. I'll buy you drinks. We'll have a good time. I'll take you to some good food spots. It's
awesome.
It's a good time out here, dude.
I'd love to go back there again, man. She's like all about Jesus, right? And so she's like, she's all about getting raptured out before the fucking shit hits the fan. And I'm like, yeah, that might happen. That I don't feed into that kind of thing because I don't necessarily believe that's going to happen. You know, it might.
Yeah, who knows?
But like, just like try to enjoy your life before you leave this planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer now that fear is if there is a God or whatever, I think that fear is the only way that you really do anything wrong in this world. I think that you can get away with doing some pretty horrible things, not that I would want to, but I think being afraid is the worst thing that you can be on this earth. I think that it's meant to enjoy. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. It's wild, dude. But I mean, hopefully she gets raptured if that's what she wants. You know what I mean? I mean, fuck.
I hope I do before the shit hits the fan. You know, it's a great white hope, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't put much thought into it, man. I wouldn't mind seeing the apocalypse if that's what it has to be. You know, maybe throw down with some demons. I'm down for it, dude. These fucks don't scare me, man. But yeah, dude, I don't know. I enjoy having these kinds of conversations, just kind of getting to know people a little bit. And, you know, we talked about your past a little bit. You are in the Raw Hot Dog Club with Adam. So you know, everyone on here so far.
I will say for the record that my dad also is in the Raw Hot Dog Club.
Well, so is Kim. That's where I heard it. I guess when she was a kid, her mom, you know, born in the 80s too, she would tell her to get a snack, and the only things that she could reach was the vegetable drawer as a little tiny kid, the vegetable drawer and the hot dog where the hot dogs were on the, like, right above the vegetable drawer.
Yeah.
So she would take a piece of iceberg lettuce and wrap it around a cold hot dog and put ketchup on it.
Oh shit.
That's trash.
That's hardcore trash. Yeah.
Yeah. She might as well have like dirt in her fucking hair and shit, dude, at that point.
Are you familiar with Vienna sausages?
Am I familiar? I used to be fed them all the time by my grandma. And
man,
they're interesting. I don't like the idea of them. They remind me of cat food now, but I would fight a kid over a can of Vienna sausages as a child.
Yeah. I fucking tried it again recently. I'm like, how the fuck did I enjoy this when I was a kid?
But you love that shit, huh?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah.
For some reason, every kid did. I mean, fucking, Ghost.
It's like bathed in fucking gelatin.
What?
Like pork. It's bathed in pork gelatin.
Yeah, it's sick.
So gross.
It's weird now. And then like the Franks and beans, you know, beanie weenies, as they call them here. It's gross. But I mean, I'd fuck with some SpaghettiOs. I'd fuck with the ravioli Chef Boyardee.
You know what I still do that I used to love doing when I was a kid? I still fucking do it.
What's that?
I take two pieces of bread, I throw it in the toaster.
Oh god, you told me about this. I want to hear this again. Yes.
I pop right it then. Up. I put two pieces of fucking toast on the plate. I smear it in butter, lather it up with butter, and then I heat up some zoodles and I slather the zoodles on the fucking toast and I eat it with a fork and knife.
And zoodles are SpaghettiOs basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
God, that's, I don't know what's worse, that or the hot dog wrapped in lettuce. I'm not sure. Somehow that's worse.
Dude, you got to try the zoodles and toast.
I don't think we have zoodles here. Is zoodles like an off brand or is that like a Canadian thing?
It's like animal shaped fucking macaronis in a can with fucking tomato sauce.
So you like the shape?
more?
I don't know. We don't have SpaghettiOs up here, so we do zoodles.
Oh, I get it now. It's zoo, like zoo animals.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah,
no, yeah, that just clicked in my head. That is so funny, dude.
You got like giraffes, horses, fucking panda bears, whatever the fuck it is, right?
That's so funny, man.
Zoodles, you know, of bread. I don't look the shapes, just fucking guzzle it down.
You don't look at them and make them fight and shit?
No, I used to when I was a kid.
No, man, we use my favorite, like, if I were to go back to like an old junk food that I used to do, we used to make pizza sandwiches in the George Foreman grill. So like you take, you know, your bread, put a little mozzarella, put a little olive oil, put a little mozzarella cheese, marinara sauce, pepperoni, grill that bitch, and it would be like a pizza sandwich. Lovely. Just a nice time. And you know, that was my thing. That's about it though for junk food.
As look, a good old fucking fashioned hamburger, dude.
Hamburger's hard to beat. Do you guys fuck with poutine as much as we think you do?
I don't, but a lot of people do.
It seems like just a nap. You just take a nap after you eat that.
Yeah, dude, after you eat that, you don't want to fucking do anything except just like sit in front of a TV and jerk off or something, you know?
It's fucking like, watch Justin Trudeau tell you how he's going to fuck you over.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Damn, what a scumbag, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, we were not going to get into any of that serious
shit. Fuck that.
But, you know, it is funny, man. And it's interesting to think like how different, but how similar United States and Canadian culture is, man. But,
dude, it's the Western world, right?
It's the Western world, but, you know, and
we all have our fucking first world problems every day, you know, like when the internet went down, I'm sure you heard about that.
I heard about it from Friday. You. Yeah.
Yeah. So, when that happened the next day, I had all these kids come up to me at work and they're like, dude, like, are you with Rogers? I'm like, no, I was good. Cause I'm with Kudo and I'm a different company that the monopoly, I'm not into the monopolization. Right. So we have like other service providers. And my dad was like, nope, my internet's good. We're good. And I'm like, yep, I'm good too. But these kids came up to me the next day and they're like, I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
You know, I'm like, well, maybe you should consider doing something other than consuming shit that's thrown your way, you know?
People love to consume, though, man. Tell them to get books. Tell them to get something or a board
game. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, dude, because, yeah, or, you know, there's so many things. But, yeah, man, it's, you know, wrapping up the episode here, Adam left with some more serious words. He said, you know, get some extra beef, get some extra protein in your life, like to save. Do you have any last words here before we depart on this episode? It can be anything, you know, anything funny, anything serious. You get the last word here before you plug your stuff.
I don't know, man. Like I see all this shit about people are like, you know, trying to stockpile shit for when the shit hits the fan. And I'm just like, what's that going to matter, dude? Like, that's not going to matter in the time when the shit hits the fan. People are going to be coming after you if you're stockpiling, you know?
So well, that's why you have guns.
Yeah, I wish I had a gun. I never shot a gun, but I should, you know? But when I go up to my brother's place, he's got guns. He's got ammo. He's good to go, right? So I'm preparing myself more mentally and spiritually. You know, finding out who God is, because I find God is like separate from religion, like all religion. Like if you can like still believe in God, but you don't have a religion, I think you're good to go, dude. And like, if you have that faith, I know you're not about the whole woo woo spiritual shit, but that's what I'm about. I'm about like, just like, learning to live how Christ would live by treating other people how you want to be treated. And when the shit hits the fan, you got to really be able to try and connect with other people close to you, right? And I'd recommend people doing that now. Knock on your next door neighbor's fucking door. If you live in an apartment building, if you live in a house, knock on your next door neighbor's door and just say, dude, like, what are your thoughts on the state of the world? And then connect with them, you know, and have like that sense of community, you know, because that's what I find is happening now. Like people are, in my daily life, I feel like people are getting closer to each other because they're starting to realize what's going on in the world. So, and that's just what I'm all about, dude. Just like, there's nothing simpler than just loving people who are in your daily life, you know? It's pretty simple to me anyway.
It's easy if you can put some of the smaller differences aside, like you said.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that have like a lot of negative trauma in their past life, or not their past life, but negative trauma in their past that they're still trying to work through. And the easiest way to work through it is to just love your fucking fellow man, dude.
Mm-hmm. I can't disagree, man. I can't disagree. Man, I appreciate you hopping on here. Obviously, Red Pill Cartel. Do you have anything else that you want to, just tell the people listening to this about and what you do, like with your main show? Obviously, we're fucking around here, but, you know.
Yeah, so basically my show is what Ryan and I have done tonight, right? I just get a guest on and I talk about their life, and like I just want to love everybody and like promote people too. It's like every guest that I have on my show, I just, you know, you're the same way. Like every guest you get on your show, you just promote them and hopefully it picks up for them and we pick each other up and we just fucking move forward, man. So if you want me to plug shit, Red Pill Cartel Podcast on Instagram, most major platforms you can find me. I'm pretty much audio only unless I got on another show such as here tonight. And yeah, that's about it, dude. I have a Telegram. I have what's it called? Fuck, I don't know, dude.
Signal?
No, I'm on Signal, but I never use it. You know, just like Telegram. Like I have a bunch of fucking people on my Telegram and they're sharing shit, my WhatsApp, you know. It's like I'm just doing what I do, you know?
OnlyFans. Is that what you're thinking of?
I'm working my way towards that.
Okay. What would you do on there?
Show my butthole, which has like a hemorrhoid on it.
Really?
You know, people probably get off on that shit. So
does it really?
No, I'm just joking.
I was like, wow, you're very forward by saying that.
No, that's actually funny. My next step in the game is just learning how to use my gifts, and I can sing really well. So I'm announcing it here. I'm about to start a TikTok thing called Cartel Karaoke.
Okay.
And I just fucking sing in a mic and I sing just the chorus of a song. And I'm going to start doing that.
Dope, dude. I fucking love that.
I have a voice and people always tell me like, dude, you can fucking sing. And I'm like, I know I can sing, right? So I'm going to start doing that and just fucking get it out there. I don't give a shit. I'm overcoming all these fear barriers, right? So that's what I'm trying to do, you know?
Do you want to bust out a chorus right here?
No.
Not getting over that fear yet, right?
No. Yeah, it would suck because there's no music, right?
Well, yeah, and then it's the audio is not, you know, great. But no, man, that is something that I'm always afraid to do, that and dancing. I do not dance like no one's watching when I'm, but they say to dance like no one's watching.
Yeah, talking. That's the thing. Like, it's like people have a lot of fears, right? So that's what I'm trying to overcome. And I just ordered a stand for my cell phone where I could just like plop it on a table and then just fucking sing into my microphone with my big ass speaker and sing karaoke.
Fuck yeah, dude. I like that a lot. I think that's a cool idea. Cartel Karaoke, is that what it's going to be called?
Yeah, you heard it here first.
I fucking like that a lot, dude. Do it, dude. Yeah, no, I and this is on TikTok exclusively, or are we going to do an Instagram?
It's going to be on TikTok, but I'll share it on my Instagram as well.
Dope. Hell yeah, man. Yeah. I dig it. Guys, Davey Wavy of the Red Pill Cartel, we talked about some shit here, and hopefully you learned a little bit about him, and check out his show. He's always having fun over there, and a nice voice in this community, guys. So until next time, everybody, take care, and you'll be hearing from us soon.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.